Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
It was an NBA playoff battle between Duke, one and Duns. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. What theater? You couldn't turn it off. The first game of the first round of the playoffs between the second-seeded Boston Celtics and seventh-seed Brooklyn Nets, both teams good enough to win the NBA title. Why were they meeting so early in the postseason? Because the Nets played more than half their games without star Kyrie Irving and had to get one play-in victory to reach the best-of-seven series against the Celtics. Now, who would a true blue Tar Heel root for in such an encounter? Well, considering I'm a lifelong Celtics fan and actually like their emerging star Jason Tatum, another Dookie, I was rooting for Boston. Irving teamed with former NBA MVP Kevin Durant to give Brooklyn the best 1-2 scoring combination in the league. If they are both clicking, the Nets are almost unbeatable. All I can say is I'm glad UNC never faced Duke with Irving in 2011, as he sat out 26 games with a toe injury. Tatum also stayed 1 year for the Blue Devils. The Heels lost 2 of 3 to Tatum's team in 2017 before going on to win Roy Williams' third national championship. Irving is by far the most controversial of the two, unwilling to play second banana to LeBron James when they both won an NBA ring in Cleveland, then bolting for Boston for 2 years. Since then, he has joined the Native American Lakota tribe and raises money for them. After signing with the Nets in 2019, Irving missed dozens of games with injuries. He only played 29 games this season because he was not vaccinated, and New York State required that of its pro athletes playing indoors until recently lifting it. Irving led the Nets back from a 15-point deficit and drained what looked like a long 3-point dagger in the last minute. But the Celtics rallied remarkably in the dying seconds and pulled out the game on a layup by Tatum that just beat the buzzer. Irving finished with 39 points, Tatum 31. These two superstars, both five-star recruits who honed their games long after leaving Duke, will keep playing in a weird series when one NBA title contender will actually be gone after the first round. Until that happens, I will be glued to the tube rooting for my Dookie to stop all offense, pretty much no defense Dookie, on the other side. This is Archansky. See ya.